Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Frank Andrews along with Mark Davis. Mark just made the comment while we're in the break that next to jobs, people wondering about jobs and getting employment compensation, the next most important issue is
health insurance. We had that call from that gentleman yesterday who said he already got notice. The end of March, he's done. He's getting knocked off.
And so we reached out to the governor's office, and we are very honored to have on the line with us from Harrisburg the commissioner of the Pennsylvania Insurance Department, Jessica Altman. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me to talk about this. It's so important at this time.
It's a tough issue, and you know, I'm asking you, what do people do if they lose their health insurance?
Yeah, so the message that I really want to make sure that Pennsylvanians are aware of is that you have options. You know, we know, unfortunately, at this time that we are going to see Pennsylvanians either losing employment or having pauses in employment. And unfortunately, a loss in employment can mean a loss in health insurance coverage. And when our health and our well-being is as front of mind as it is right now, it is so important that people stay covered if they can stay covered. And to that, you know, my message is there are options for Pennsylvanians. There are three in particular that we should talk about: COBRA, the health insurance marketplace, and then our state-run programs, medical assistance and CHIP.
Okay, so COBRA, we know, is a federal program, but you still wind up paying like 110% of the original premium. Under the Obama administration, they offered subsidies. Are you aware of anything like that that's coming down the road?
I'm aware that that's being discussed at the federal level, that some are calling for that, but we haven't seen. Of course, we're all watching very closely to see, you know, what Congress will do in the coming days. But I haven't seen anything come through to subsidize COBRA. But to your point, COBRA allows you to maintain the employer coverage you have had up to a period of 18 months, but your employer will no longer be subsidizing your insurance. So you'll be paying the full cost of the premium, and that can unfortunately be quite expensive. But one thing also to watch is your deductible does carry over. So if you've already used some expenses in the year, and that's, you know, a large amount of money, you would be able to continue with your deductible where you were even before you lost that employment.
And you also mentioned the Affordable Care Act. How does that work, and how would people get involved?
Sure. So we have the health insurance marketplace that was brought into effect by the Affordable Care Act. And this market is meant to serve individuals and their families who need to buy insurance for themselves. In many ways, a situation like this is why we have the marketplace. It's there for you when you don't have an option of health insurance coverage from any other source. There, you know, normally you can only enroll in the marketplace a certain time of the year, starting in the fall. But there are something called special enrollment periods that allow you, if certain things change in your life, to enroll at any time throughout the year. And one of those things, and the most important for what many Pennsylvanians may be experiencing during this time, is that if you lose comprehensive health insurance coverage from another source, so if you lose the comprehensive health insurance coverage that your employer was offering you, you are eligible for a special enrollment period to go on the marketplace and get coverage. You have 60 days to do that. And I would just note that 80% of Pennsylvanians currently on the marketplace are receiving financial assistance to help pay for the cost of their health insurance. All of those individuals get help paying for their monthly premium, and a large number also get help with those out-of-pocket costs like copays and deductibles, and that all depends on your income.
And given the situation workers find themselves in, if they lose their insurance, they can't afford COBRA, the marketplace is probably a much better option, correct?
It very well could be, and we would always encourage consumers to do that comparison before deciding whether or not to decline or accept COBRA. But it can be, in some cases, a more affordable option. But you want to compare what the monthly premium is. You want to take that deductible into account. You want to take, the generosity of the benefits. There are different choices on the marketplace. Compare that to what you had. So lots of things to consider. There is help out there. We have unbiased, free help in the name of navigators and assisters who help folks enroll in the exchange and other programs like medical assistance and SHIP, which we'll get to. So if you need help in your local area, of course, available by phone right now, visit our website at insurance.pa.gov, and you can find help with those to do that.
And the key thing to watch out for, I'm sure, is their health coverage plans, and then prescription plans may be included, or you may have to look at a prescription plan separately, correct?
That's for Medicare. On the marketplace, it's all included. Dental and vision may be separate, but your prescription drug benefit is a part of the plan itself. Okay. You don't have to buy anything separate.
All right, CHIP program. That is an excellent program, takes care of our kids, and there might be people who will be eligible for that if they have young people, right?
That's right. And actually, in Pennsylvania, for our CHIP program, the way that it works, any child in Pennsylvania can have CHIP if they want CHIP. The question is based on your income, whether or not you'll see subsidies for that coverage. So if you have children that don't have health insurance coverage, absolutely look at CHIP. CHIP, as well as medical assistance. Medical assistance serves adults at certain income levels, but also special categories like those with disabilities. Both of those programs will enroll you at any time throughout the year. And if you don't have income coming in, you should absolutely check whether you are eligible for medical assistance, whether your children are eligible for medical assistance, or CHIP. One other good thing here is, if you go on the marketplace, which many people know as healthcare.gov, and that's exactly where you should go, healthcare.gov, you can enroll online by yourself if you want to do it that way. If they think you're eligible for medical assistance or CHIP, they'll refer you to medical assistance or CHIP. If you go to medical assistance or CHIP and they think you're eligible for the marketplace, they'll get you over there too. So either way you go, they're going to help you get to the right place, which will depend on your level of income at this time and projected for the rest of the year.
Now, are you also hearing that what's happening in Washington might also be some money to help in this whole crisis?
Yeah, so we're very closely watching Washington. There, one population we haven't talked about are those that already don't have insurance, or people who chose not to seek comprehensive medical insurance, but instead chose another type of insurance, like a short-term plan or an indemnity plan, as something that's cheaper but not nearly as comprehensive. And that's something actually that I've spent a lot of time before COVID-19 educating people on and warning people about to make sure they understand the limitations of those coverage. You have to lose other comprehensive coverage you had in order to currently qualify for an SEP. And that's why last week Governor Wolf sent the federal government a letter asking them to open a blanket special enrollment period so that any Pennsylvanian or really anyone who's enrolled in a state that uses the federal exchange can get coverage, comprehensive coverage, if they want it and they need it. So we haven't gotten an answer to that yet, but if you are in one of those categories, it's something to know that the governor, Senator Casey, and other members of our congressional delegation have made that request of the federal government, and will certainly be working to keep Pennsylvanians posted as we see an answer to that. We did also see Families First Act, which was the first piece of legislation, or rather the second piece of legislation Congress passed in response to COVID-19. So not the one they're working on now, the one they did previously and got across the finish line. There was $100 billion in that package of funding to pay for care for the uninsured. There was also a requirement that insurers cover COVID-19 testing waiving all cost sharing. That was something our insurers had actually already been doing, already agreed to do across the board, but now that's for sure in law. So those are a couple of steps we've already seen from Congress, but we're watching very closely to see what might come next related to coverage.
And could you one more time tell people where they would go to get information, where they would go to enroll, where they would go to get help?
Sure. So there's a bunch of resources out there. If you want to enroll in the marketplace, go to healthcare.gov. If you're looking for general information about insurance or coverage, or you want to find that local help, you can also visit our website, insurance.pa.gov. I would also say the insurance department, we are here to help. If you're looking for insurance, or if you have a question about insurance, if you got a bill you don't think you shouldn't have gotten, and this goes for any type of insurance, not just health, we are here for you. I have a wonderful team of consumer services staff who will advocate on your behalf, look to find solutions, and they can be reached at any time on that same website, insurance.pa.gov, or by phone at 877-881-6388.
Commissioner Altman, this has been a wealth of information. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Sure. Thank you both.
Thank you. Have a good day. Wow.
Wow. She was like chapter and verse. Man, she had all the information.
And there was lots of stuff I didn't even think about, Chip.
And I had forgotten about the marketplace, but usually open during the open enrollment. Right.
So I think the bottom line there is that if you are worried about losing your health insurance, no matter what, there are some options.
And she said there's navigators, there's consumer counselors. They understand it. As we all know, insurance is a very complex issue, and everybody's individual situation is different. What you need, how many people you have to cover, what kind of pre-existing conditions, all of that stuff. And these guys are there to help.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.